Hello, my little ice crystals. This is Sophia.
And Birch.
And we are going to be reviewing Mean Girls movie, the new one.
Yeah. All right, you go first. Tell the our audience what you thought of it. I'm gonna let you go first on this one.
Okay, so by the way, everyone, the movie is a musical. And to be completely honest, I actually really liked the movie because I feel like, for one, they gave Damien more of a part.
They did.
And I feel like they just did a really good job in adapting, like, the musical and the movie and combining them together.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed it.
Indeed. So I also enjoyed it. I thought giving Damien more of a part to play in the actual story was really interesting. But they gave him that in the musical. Him and Janice are the narrators of the story. They start the show and they end the show, like they do in the movie. Another thing was that they made Gretchen more of an actual fucking character with honest to God fucking, you know, ambitions and goals. And not only that, but gave her an actual kind of...
She holds the secrets.
She actually has a really, really kind of touching moment towards the beginning of the film after Katie has kind of... Okay, first off, spoilers, obviously. If you haven't seen it, I know it just came out. So before you continue listening to this, stop, go watch the movie, and then come back.
If you haven't already, or if you just don't care about spoilers.
Okay, you good? Let's continue. There's a really touching moment towards the beginning of the film with Katie and Gretchen while they're in, Regina's closet? It's
like a yes, when they're in closet. Regina's closet. So Regina's like, okay, I'm going to give you some shoes.
Yeah. But Gretchen finds, what is it, a music box?
Her abuelo
gave to her.
Yeah.
Because in this version, they made Gretchen Wieners Hispanic, which was an interesting choice. I mean, they made Karen, I think she was Indian, or at least the actress who plays her was Indian. I'm not sure.
I think she did a good job.
She did. She played stupid really well.
Uh-huh.
But something kind of cool was that...
They gave her her own song, and...
she already had her own song from the musical.
I haven't listened to the musical. Oh. They gave her her own song inside the closet, being like, what is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
Technically, if you think about it, because she's saying, what is wrong with me? But then later on, you get revealed that she was giving her the shoes because Regina just wanted to make fun of her, which was probably another, like, sign of her just being like, yo, what is wrong with me doing this?
Yeah.
So it just gives it meaning.
So something kind of fun is I actually looked up the cast. So, the actress who plays Regina George previously portrayed the character on stage from 2019 to 2020.
So, was she already Regina George?
Yeah, Renee Rapp, who plays Regina, was her in the musical after the original left.
Okay, so she was the one to replace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But... Something that also made me happy was that we also got Tina Fey and Tim Meadows back, along with Lindsay Lohan, who played Katie Heron in the original movie.
Which the cameo is really cute.
Yeah, the,
we're not going to reveal the cameo, but it's adorable, and you'll notice it when you see it.
If you've seen the original, and I highly implore you, if you're going to watch this new one, watch the original and maybe even listen to the Broadway cast recording of the soundtrack before going in, because there is some songs that get omitted from the musical along with a lot of the plot points from the original movie that were by a lot of means very kind of fucked up, that kind of got taken out. I mean, they flat out take out the fart. I'm stupid. they take out the part that where we see Regina eat all the Caltine bars and slowly gain weight. Like, she does it in the movie, but it's not as...
prominent?
It's not as blatant. I don't want to say prominent, because it is pretty prominent. But it's not as, like, blatantly body-shamey as it is in the original movie.
Because no one really, like, bats an eye towards it.
Yeah, it's really...
because everyone still treats her the same.
Honestly, the funny part is it's actually does the exact opposite thing in the musical. People don't see her as becoming, you know, heavier set. No, they see her as, oh my god, her titties are getting bigger. Holy shit.
Oh my god, she's hotter.
She's hotter because her titties are bigger and she's filling out her fucking pants. Hallelujah.
She has an ass and tits now.
Yeah, hallelujah. But I liked that they not only made Regina, they made her like, she's not like Regina in the original where you can blatantly see they just wrote her to be a bad guy.
Where she's just bitch.
Yeah, where she's just a fucking snatch the whole time. In the new one, they actually wrote her to be more like, she puts an outward face of being kind of nice, but under it all, and you can very much tell by a lot of her actions, or in a lot of cases, disactions, she shows her true colors. One thing I also didn't like was that they blatantly said that Janice was a lesbian. It was kind of implied in the original, but it's never blatantly flat out fucking said. And she's not in the musical either. It's still kind of up in the air if she's a lesbian or not. But, also, like I said, Damien, they did not do my boy wrong. They fucking...
he was fabulous.
He was fucking awesome. Apparently, there was one scene I missed in the movie because I had to go and run and take a piss. It's during the talent show scene. Apparently, he sings what? The iCarly theme in French?
Yes. And it's in black and white.
Why am I not shocked by that? So, yeah. Here, I'm gonna let you kind of give your little spiel, I guess you could say.
So, I really liked how they, like, gave the other two girls personalities other than dumb and secret.
Dumb and secret. Okay. Continue. Expand upon that thought.
Well, for one, they're not really backstabby.
Not really. They're just kind of, they're lemmings.
Uh-huh. They're just like, oh yeah, let's just follow.
Yeah, they weren't really backstabby in the original either.
Yeah, they were. Really. Because the phone call.
Oh, yeah.
The double phone calls type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they didn't really do backstabby stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of, like, they actually cared about you.
Yeah, they actually gave
Because, what's it called? Even after, like, the whole thing went down with Katie.
With the burn book and stuff?
What's it called? Was it Gretchen or,
What happens?
Misspelling text.
Oh, Karen.
Yeah. She was like, oh yeah, I'm still your friend.
Dude, don't worry. I'm still your friendy.
No, I'm still your fiend.
I'm still your fiend. That's what it was. So they're almost heightening how, like, monumentally stupid Karen is supposed to be. Because she is. That's, like, I think they
They also show that she's also, like, loyal.
She's loyal, dumb as a box of rocks, and, they actually gave her this personality trait that I didn't expect to see but they made her almost, like, kind of like a party girl.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's not, like, an...
Oh, she's very much a party girl.
Mm-hmm. She's, like, a parody of, like, the
because she's like, oh, girl. Yeah, here's some drinks.
Yeah. The one thing I did kind of like was that they kept the mom character. They kept her the exact same. Oh, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
And then she's just cringe as fuck.
She is cringe as fuck. She was cringe as fuck in the original movie. She was cringe as fuck in the musical. And she's cringe as fuck in this one.
I did like how when her mom was saying, oh, yeah, your school has a shit ton of hot guys. And then Regina's just like, ew, mom.
She's like, mom, shut up.
Uh-huh. Like, quit sounding like a pedo.
Yeah, pedo. Oh, even cooler. apparently Ashley Park, who previously originated the role of Gretchen on the in the stage musical, shows up as the French teacher.
I love that. Yeah. She was gorgeous.
And apparently Megan Thee Stallion shows up in there too.
I love that scene with the French teacher.
Yeah.
Where trying to replicate the wet look.
Yeah. No, I liked it, honestly. Jenna Fischer was good as Miss Heron. I'm actually kind of okay that they took out the dad. Like, it almost actually gives... It actually...
The dad didn't even fucking have a character in the original anyways.
He wasn't there. He just was not there.
Like, he was there, mm-hmm. but he was kind of just non-existent character.
Yeah.
Just pointless.
He was. He was fucking completely pointless. You know, now I'm curious. Is the guy who plays him Gary's the Box of Rocks? I hope he is. Oh, he's the same age as, oh, he's the same age as Tabby. That's kind of cool. He's 25. Is he gay? Please tell me he's gay. Is he? They don't tell me. Fuck. They did. Yeah,
watch him not be out.
Yeah. Point still stands. I don't know why I'm, like, worried about that. I was honestly kind of fucking cool with it. They could have done what they did with that fucking god-awful Dear Evan Hansen movie and casted the original Katie from the musical in it, but it feels like it wouldn't have worked. It feels like it'd be very kind of like, she looks way too old, but then the problem is the fact that they fucking made it that person, she looks too young.
The person inside this new movie looks like she's a 12-year-old, and she looks like Debbie Ryan.
Yeah. Let me find a fucking picture of this chick.
And it's quite great and hilarious. What are you doing?
I'm gonna look her name up to see if I can find a picture of her.
Yeah, she looks like Debbie Ryan.
That's the actress who plays her in the original.
In the original?
That's in the original musical, yeah.
Oh. I'm talking about the person who played her now.
Oh.
She looks like Debbie Ryan.
I don't really see it. What's up?
Oh my god.
Oh, she's Australian. She's a bloody Aussie.
Aussie.
Oh, she's also pretty brown. That's kind of cool. Yeah. What else? Oh, Avihili Cavallo was fucking cool. She plays Janice in it. And oh my god, they couldn't have picked a better
person.
Isn't
she Moana?
She is Moana. They couldn't have picked a better actress to play her. They couldn't have.
She's gorgeous, by the way. She is gorgeous.
But you don't but when you look at her, like, that's her in, like,
you really don't recognize her. She looks like a completely different person.
Yeah, no, she is 100% a like, you will not recognize her. And then, like, it literally hit me like a ton of bricks when I realized, oh, wait, that's Moana.
Uh-huh, and then he was like, that's Moana, inside the theater. Yeah. We went to see the movie with, like, another friend of mine and her husband.
Yeah. They refused to join in. It's not like they refused as much as we just didn't fucking ask them.
We really could have asked, but I don't think her husband would have wanted to join because he still has to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm. He's also very quiet, so I feel like he would have kept his... He wouldn't.
But we all know she would join in.
She totally fucking would. No, but like, what else should I? Oh, let's move on to our gripes. What did you not like about it?
I had gripes. I don't remember them. Mm. We went to Walmart after going to see the movie, and then it just made me kind of zone out.
Fair. One gripe. This is one thing that fucking irritated me. So it's during the revenge party scene right there towards the end when she's like, when Katie has her little fucking like, I watched a snake eat a cow moment, where it goes to like the shaky hand cam.
I hated that.
I didn't like it because it fucking irritated me. The idea.
I don't like motion stuff like that.
Yeah, it worked better at the beginning when they were setting up the fucking the TikTok, because it's actually funny. Like,
oh, by the way, people, there's a lot of like TikTok references.
Social media.
Like,
very social media heavy.
Yeah, it's a very social media heavy movie because to where it goes into, like, the phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
Which that would probably be one of the things I didn't really like about.
Yeah. It's also going to very severely date that movie here.
What's it called? Another thing that I would have to say, if you have problems with seizures, the movie has a lot of strobe light stuff.
I didn't notice a lot of it, honestly.
There were two specific songs with it.
What songs?
Which one of them was Regina George trying to get... trying to get whoever Katie was, like, in love with.
I think it's Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah.
And the other one was... the other one was when Regina was, I think... It was when she turned in
somebody
the
gets
book.
Hurt. Someone gets hurt.
Yes, that one.
And then the other one is when she turns into the book. That would be World Burn.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one that I'm thinking of because that one had a majority of the song being strobe light.
Oh thing. Man, they took out "Someone Gets Hurt" reprise from. That's not going to be on the soundtrack.
But yeah, that's a lot of
and "Stupid with Love" reprise as well.
But that's the...
Somebody will rip it and I can just go try. Yeah, no. What else? What
can
else?
You stop interrupting me?
Sorry. What else did you have to say, you think?
I forgot.
Sorry. No, honestly, like, what do you think could have... What do you think they could have done to make that better?
Well, technically, even the stuff with the strobe
mm-hmm.
was, like, really cool of what they did.
Yeah, because it actually adds to the plot.
The choreography was great.
Yeah. One thing I like, this was actually a funny moment, is they reference, they break the fourth wall flat fucking out, in the apology scene. They crack a joke about how, I thought you sounded flat during Revenge Party, which was funny. And kind of really stupid. But, the other problem I did have, and this is coming from the perspective of somebody who actually listened to the musical, was that they took out, one of my personal favorite songs. They probably couldn't choreograph it very well, which was, Where Do You Belong? Which is sung by Damien. It's Damien, Janice, Katie, I think, and, like, the whole of the ensemble cast. But it basically, where it sits in the movie is during the lunchroom scene. The first one.
Okay.
Basically, where it's supposed to come in is right after Damien.
I was expecting a song when she, like, walked in, but, like, there wasn't any, and it felt very awkward.
It did. No, the problem is the fact that where it's supposed to sit at is... Right when Damien and Janice pull Katie out of the bathroom stall, that's where it should start.
But a lot of the beginning of the movie, like the first like 10-15 minutes, was very musical heavy.
It was.
I felt like it wasn't very dialogue.
They played their cards too fast.
They really did, and I felt that that was very... I felt that it was going to be like...
More spread out?
No. So, during the movie, while I was watching it,
mm-hmm.
during the first, like, 15 minutes, I thought that the musical was not going to have any dialogue, and it was just going to be, like...
Songs?
Uh-huh, and I was going to be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I love musicals, mm-hmm. but, like, I love dialogue in between.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a lot of dialogue, but I like dialogue in between, so then you can have a little bit of breath from it.
Yeah. The funny part is it's based off a self-help book.
What?
Queen Bees and Wannabes is a book for parents from 2002.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So legitimately, the book was in large part the basis for the film Mean Girls starring Lindsay Lohan. It's stage musical adaptation and a 2024 film version of the musical.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Oh, no, you want to know an even weirder one? The movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, same thing. based off a book. Mm-hmm. The author went undercover as a student at a high school in L.A. County in the early 80s and basically wrote what he saw. And basically it got taken, turned into a book called Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and then it was turned into a movie.
Okay.
You can't find the book.
Damn.
The book version of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you cannot find it. It is basically lost to the sands of time.
Well, do you have anything that you would like to add?
Well, I mean, one thing I wish they would have done better, first off, was, I'm sorry, the whole shaky cam scene, I'm sorry, they could have steady-cammed that, it would have been easier.
And it also would have been better.
Mm-hmm. Another thing was, this is more just a casting gripe, but I wish they could have figured out a way to fit in at least Rachel McAdams, who played Regina George in the original. They should have just casted her as Miss George. Just have Rachel McAdams play Regina's mom. Or even better, bring back Amy Poehler, who played her in the original as well.
She might be too old by then.
Yeah, maybe.
Because she was supposed to be like, I'm young and hip.
Yeah, that's fair. Also, they should have just... like, yeah, cool. Fucking Regina's mom is supposed to be that hip, trendy. I want to be cool with the youngins because I had kids way too fucking young, and now I got to live vicariously through my teenage daughter. What? And now, the scene with her and Shane Omen, right there towards the end during the spring fling, they really didn't need to put in the fucking scene where fucking Regina's mom is
trying to get with him.
Basically, they did not need that. Cool, fine. Have a little scene where they show Regina and her fucking neck brace with Shane Omen about to go to spring fling. That would have been fucking fine.
I just
fine.
Like how he still wants her, even though like
she's in her neck brace.
Uh huh. And like stuff happened to her.
Mm-hmm. I honestly saw it as he just fucking pitied her, but that's neither.
I didn't see it as pity. I saw it as I still like you as a person.
Yeah. Another thing that another thing that I liked was that they made they actually gave a scene to just Katie and Regina in the bathroom. That bathroom scene.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, I liked that. I thought that was something really interesting. I thought genuinely that was something really really super interesting. Because we didn't get that in the original.
Mm-hmm.
It just, the fucking apology scene happens, and spring fling happens, and then it's basically done. The movie just finishes there. Mm-hmm. We find out what happens to the plastics after all is said and done. Cool, fine, whatever. Regina becomes a fucking, lacrosse player, whoop-de-whoop.
I love they that.
That was one thing I do wish they put in was, oh yeah, cool.
I wish they expanded upon it, like, more than just ending it at prom.
Yeah.
Because prom. If they didn't end it at prom, it would have been a lot better, because it would have been like the original, because it was like, oh yeah. This happens, and here's also everyone, like, being cool with themselves now.
Yeah. So
was it prom or homecoming?
It's prom, I think.
I think it'd be prom.
It's spring fling, so it's prom.
Because homecoming was when Regina got the wet look.
Yeah. But one thing that I actually did like, and this was towards the beginning and it was actually at the end, was we see the transition from Janice's garage.
Oh, I love that.
Initially into the plains of Kenya, and then we watch it kind of wrangle back into the garage right there at the end of spring fling. Like, I was cool with that.
I thought the transitioning in the movie was like really cool.
Yeah, the transitioning from set piece to set piece was really fantastic. Especially during the I'd Rather Be Me segment. I thought that was top notch. Like, it's literally you literally watch it beat. It's a completely non-stop shot.
Mm-hmm.
That whole scene is basically shot non-stop. They didn't cut. which is super, 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 super fucking cool. That's just a little filmmaking thing. I enjoy stuff like that. Yeah, what's up?
What would you rate the movie?
That probably just, I give it maybe a four.
Out of 10?
Oh, out of 10? Fuck. Yeah. Okay, that's a...
I was thinking a 7.5 for mine.
No, 7.5? Okay, you know what? I can meet you about the same, 7.5. It was good.
Because it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
And stuff really could be better. And the fact that it's going to be dated makes it go down like a point.
That and the fact they had Megan Thee Stallion show up, which is really going to make that shit dated.
Who's that?
Megan Thee Stallion, she's a rapper. But she's actually a good rapper. She's not like, she's not like a Nicki Minaj rapper. Shots fired. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I hate Nicki Minaj. Nah. Yeah, no. So that's kind
of. I could care less about majority of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get that about a 7.5, I'd say. That's a pretty good rating. What, any final thoughts? You know, what do you think?
But what about out of 5, like, stars?
3.5.
Yeah.
That is a pretty middle-of-the-road film.
Either a 3 or a 3.5.
Damn. Its budget was $36 million. It hasn't made back its box office yet. It hasn't made back its budget yet.
That really fucking sucks.
Its budget was $36 million. It's made 34.5 at the box office.
And I was expecting a lot more people to be in the theater. But, like, some people left in the middle of the movie. Like, my friend was telling me that the people next to her just left in the middle of the movie.
Yeah. I think it's because of the fact we were annoying them.
Yeah, we're very annoying people to be, like, next to during a movie.
That's why it hasn't made its money back
for me.
Because it was released alongside the movie The Beekeeper and The Book of Clarence.
Oh, God. And plus, January is just a really bad month to release stuff.
Yeah.
That is generally, like, a death sentence for it movies. Is.
That's probably why it hasn't made back its budget either.
And why doesn't Hollywood understand that?
Because they want it to be shiny and clean and not, you know, offend anybody.
No, I'm talking about, why doesn't Hollywood understand that movies inside January
always and, like, fail?
In the beginning of the year, always fail.
More because of the fact that because originally it was going to just premiere on Paramount Plus.
Originally, I would have been completely fine with that.
Yeah, you want to know why they went the theater route instead?
Why?
Because of the fact they realized test audiences preferred it in the movie theater over on streaming.
I do gotta say, it would have been a lot better on streaming than it would be, like, in theaters.
Honestly, I'm still waiting for them to make a either a pro shot or a flat-out movie adaptation of the Heathers musical.
You mean kind of like on how they need to do a pro shot of Beetlejuice musical?
They are.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I'm still waiting
for them. But does it not have Alex Brightman?
I'm not sure. I do know they need to do it. I've been waiting for a fucking pro shot of American Idiot for over a decade now.
And also Heathers.
Heathers is one of my favorite.
Oh, we do?
We got a pro shot, but it's of the British cast.
Why can't they do it with original cast?
Because original cast has moved on to do other shit.
No, talk about, like, pro shots when they're, like, shiny new.
No, because the people who are making them haven't figured out if they make money or not. Keep in mind, Heathers didn't run very long, actually.
How long did that one last?
Yeah.
Because that was my favorite for, like, several years.
Yeah.
And then Beetlejuice the musical came out.
Indeed. Yeah. After its run in 2014, the show had an off West End run in 2018. It's in England. Yep. The show moved to Off-Broadway. Let's see. Production cast, critical reception, blah, 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 blah. Critical reception.
Oh, there's a high school edition?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Why couldn't I get that, like, when I was in high school?
I know, right?
I would have 100% been, like, part of that musical.
Yeah. Here you go. Cast recording, blah, blah, blah. Go to sleep later. It doesn't say how many shows it had. Yeah, no, it, wow. March 15th, 2014. Oh, previews March 15th and opened on March 31st. The cast recording.
March 15th is my sister's birthday.
No, they don't fucking say how many shows it had. But yeah, no, it didn't run very long.
Neither did Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice. Actually, no. Beetlejuice is still going on, I think. Dude, mm-hmm. We need to go to Beetlejuice.
We do.
That's a requirement.
Yeah. The high school version is literally just they took out Blue and replaced it with You're Welcome. So the version we saw in the theater.
But wouldn't that mean that we would... But wouldn't that mean that we would also need to, like, take out cussing and
for the Heather's? Sex scene? Yeah, following its... Yeah. We've gone completely off on a side tangent about Heather's. You know that, right?
And people are listening to the show.
Fair. So, most of the profanity in the show is deleted. Big Fun, Dead Girl Walking, and the majority of the songs were received rewritten lyrics, and one new song, You're Welcome, was written for the show to replace Blue. The original playwrights, O'Keefe and Murphy, have since publicly stated that they prefer You're Welcome to Blue, and the change was officially made for the London production of Heathers in June 2018.
So our official first date was going to the Heathers movie. Not movie. Musical. A musical.
Yeah, we're not that old. Jesus.
God damn. We are not that old. No, and we saw the Heathers musical, and they did You're Welcome instead of Blue. And that song was much better.
It is. I thought it was kind of a little doofy, but like...
I really liked okay. What they did with the instrumental compared to what they did with Blue.
Now, I guess, you know what? We're on the topic. Let's workshop here. What musicals deserve the movie treatment? Like the modern musicals? We already got Dear Evan Hansen. We got Mean Girls.
I don't like Dear Evan Hansen.
Neither do I. I don't think anybody really liked Dear Evan Hansen.
No, I know so many people who have an obsession with it. I know so many people who have an obsession with it.
I read the... Mind you, both me and my grandma read the book version of it. Because the writer...
Did your grandma like it?
No, she thought... No, she... No,
when thought
she
it was god-awful?
No, she wanted to punch Evan square in his fucking face. She said she had to put the book down about 4 or 5 times. She literally gritted her teeth and finished it just so that we could take it back to the library.
Damn.
I read it, and I thought it was fucking boring. My grandma read it, and she wanted to fucking punch Evan square in his jaw. Especially for what he does to Connor's sister. But no, so Dear Evan Hansen already got one, and the movie sucks dick, so we don't talk about it. What I'd love to see, because I think it could actually transition pretty well to the silver screen.
If they were to remake Beetlejuice and mm-hmm. turn that one into a musical movie,
mm-hmm.
like intertwine both of them, that would be phenomenal.
One I wish they would do, because I feel like it could actually lend itself pretty well to the silver screen, especially if you do the right things with special effects makeup, or if you just do it with CGI. Would be More Chill. I think Be More Chill would be really interesting.
I tried watching the entire musical of
Be More Chill.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too interesting to me.
I liked it, but then I like sci-fi, so that kind of adds into the proceedings.
But I really like where it's going when it comes to like
the idea of it is cool.
Uh huh. But like just the execution mm-hmm. is kind of just
trust me, the musical is leaps and bounds better than the original book, so I don't feel too
bad. No, you have the book. You've shown me.
Mm-hmm. I have a graphic novel version of it, and the book is boring. What other ones are there? The big four was what? Hamilton? Was Hamilton?
Oh my god, Hamilton would be a phenomenal like
we got a pro shot of it, so fuck it, that counts. Because they already claim it as the Hamilton movie.
But when they do a pro shot, this is a genuine question.
Mm-hmm.
When they do a pro shot, does that include dialogue?
Yes. Pro shot is the full show, just with cameras.
So you're telling me that Hamilton...
Yeah.
Hamilton, the one on Disney Plus...
Is a pro shot.
Is a pro shot and mm-hmm. is the entire show?
Yes.
We need to watch it.
I know we do. I don't like Hamilton all that much. I can only get through probably about the first half of it before I get
the first
bored.
Half is the best part.
I know. That's the part where I get... But the second half is supposed to be really good. It's just really fucking boring. But no, what other musicals
King
are there?
George.
What other musicals are there that make up, like, the major musicals nowadays?
So, Hamilton will forever be going.
Yeah. Hamilton already got a pro shot. Mean Girls just got the movie, obviously. Be More Chill deserves a pro shot or a movie. Heathers deserves a pro shot or a movie. Dear Evan Hansen already got a movie, and we don't talk about Dear Evan Hansen. What other ones are there? Fuck me, run. I can't think of any more off the top of my brain. One I'd like to see, but I know they'll never do it, but they had been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, was I would love to see them do a full pro shot of American Idiot.
Just, by the way, Green Day is his all-time favorite thing in the entire world. You cannot tell me otherwise.
Yeah, I like their music. Shut up.
You like their music? You like the people? You like all of Green Day?
Maybe because of the fact that I fucking found them at just the right time in my life. No, have you ever thought about that?
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just telling them that Green Day is one of your favorite things.
It is, but
that's all I'm saying.
But I genuinely want a pro shot of the musical because the musical has a lot of really cool fucking set pieces and a lot of really cool set design. No, and
I know that. I'm just saying, like, it's your favorite thing.
But the problem is I think people look at the American Idiot musical and they just think, oh, okay, it's just Green Day made a fucking musical.
But it's not.
It's not. There's an actual three-act fucking structure to this shit. And
it's a story of three people.
But everybody doesn't look past the part of, oh, okay, it's based off of the American Idiot album, so it's going to be stupid. Mm-hmm. No. There's a lot of really cool fucking moments. They took a song that everybody fucking knows, which is 21 Guns, and fucking made it into their 11 o'clock number. That takes a lot of fucking skill to do, and it works. I'm pissed off that people don't see it that way.
Like, the only way that you'll get me to actually see American Idiot, the mm-hmm. musical, is if it was to actually come back and see it in person.
Local performance.
That's the only way that you'll get me to see it, because I want to see it live, not...
There is a pro shot of it on YouTube.
I don't want to see a pro shot, because seeing a musical on YouTube is a lot lackluster compared to seeing it in person.
Fair.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but the pro shot one is actually pretty good.
Because I've seen pro shots of Heathers. The
difference is here is that it's not footage of a bunch of performances mashed together. The version.
This isn't the thing that I'm talking about. I'm talking about I've seen like people have an actual pro shot of like Heathers and stuff. It wasn't like the Broadway one, but it's is close enough to the Broadway.
Yeah.
But it's a lot lackluster to me, and I don't like seeing musicals on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Unless they're like the animated stuff.
Animatics.
Mm-hmm. I would much rather see a musical in person.
Right.
Than I would on online.
Mm-hmm. What other musicals that deserve the pro shot or the movie treatment? Shit, I can't think of any more that I like really deserve it.
We need to see Beetlejuice though.
Beetlejuice would be another good one. There's another one that I'm like, I have it. It's on the tip of my fucking tongue, but I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
You got this. I believe in you.
Damn it. Oh, Waitress.
Okay.
Waitress deserves a fucking either a pro shot or a movie adaptation of the musical. Sad to say, the writer of it will never be able to see it come to fruition because she died before the release of the
original
movie.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, she got shot. she got fucking murdered.
Why?
Random. The same reason why fucking Thomas and Martha went from Batman got killed. Just an actless sense. Just a senseless act of violence. I have
no idea what the fuck you're.
It was a senseless act of violence. She literally just got killed because it was a mugging gone wrong.
That sucks.
I know, right? But that's she got killed in a mugging basically. It was a mugging gone wrong. Oh, no, this one already got a movie version. Rent would be cool. And I already got a Yeah, I already got a movie and a pro shot. So I got both. Wicked we're getting as a movie. So
I would 100% watch Wicked, but I wouldn't watch Rent.
He was gonna be playing Glinda in it.
What?
Fucking Ariana Grande.
Alex Brightman was in the original production of Wicked.
Mm-hmm. He was. What else needs a fucking? We kind of already got a. We got the movie of.
Do you want to know what we need?
What?
A pro shot of School of Rock, the musical.
That'd be good. That'd be pretty alright. Either a movie version of that would work
too. I was about to say a movie version of the musical would also be amazing too.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple more that I can think of that would be really, really, really fucking.
Especially
good.
Since the songs are.
This one they would not be able to do as a they. It would have to be a pro shot. They wouldn't be able to do it as a movie because nobody would want to touch this with a fucking 50-foot
Which
foot
one
pole.
Is it?
The Evil Dead musical. The Evil Dead musical is stupid.
No, 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 no. I have another one.
What?
Okay. You're still going, right? Okay.
What are you looking for, babe?
I'm looking for a musical...
Okay.
So another really good, a really good movie that should be turned into a musical, Dr. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Dr. Horrible would be good, and you could just get fucking,
You could just use the songs from it.
Yeah. It already kind of was a pro, it was already
get
kind
Neil
of
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, it was already kind of a pro shot big movie anyway, because it wasn't a stage show. It was a web show.
I know, but I'm saying that it should be a stage show.
Yeah, no, honestly, I can't really think of any other really good musicals that deserve the fucking, like, that deserve the movie treatment, but, yeah, no, I can't, okay, you know what, here, well, on the still the same topic of musicals, what's a band or singer you think deserves the musical treatment? I think Dido would be really good.
Well, or Ninja Sex Party.
No, their music's too foobard. Honestly, I wouldn't say a Dido musical, because she doesn't have she doesn't have as many super, super recognizable songs. She does have a lot of really recognizable songs, but she doesn't have enough to make a full, this is a 23 to 24 song fucking musical. I think her music would be better used in more of like a Rock of Ages show where it's not just Dido, but it's like Dido.
Avril Lavigne,
Alanis Morris. Oh, Alanis Morris, I got one too. Fucking Jagged Little Pill. That's another one.
That's already a musical.
I know it is, but it needs to get a fucking pro shot in a movie or something like that because it's written by Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno, which is a good fucking movie. But like Dido, Alanis Morissette, Avril Lavigne, fucking Paramore would be cool to have in there. Just a musical that has the rocking women. Hell, throw in some older stuff by like Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and the Runaways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could do something with it. Just something would be cool. But that's my little fucking gripe and, you know, my little fucking tangent about musicals. Anything else you want to say about the Mean Girls movie? Do you have any thoughts?
What about you?
No, I'm golden.
I think we're good.
I think we're golden. All right. Do you want to sign out?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been Birch.
And this has been Sophia. And I hope you all have a wonderful night or day.
Or whenever you're listening to this. I don't know.
You never know. It might be 3 a.m. It might be like...
You might be not being able to sleep.
5 o'clock bored. On your way home.
Yeah. You might be bored. You never know. But, yeah, I think that calls it. Well, talk to you later.
Yep. Right. Goodbye.
Bye.